This is Oaths Under Duress, an Iron Man movieverse, Young Wizards by Dan Dwayne, crossover fic, written by Nimbler Mortal, and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is gen, with additional tags for Not You, DD, Ordeal. This story is inspired partly by Change No Object or Creature by Harcourt, which can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/623823, and it's also an Avengers Young Wizards crossover, if that's your jam. This podfic is for Kalakiria, because she always needs more young wizards. Tony's ordeal was not the universe-spanning shopping trip of younger wizards. It was a dirty little workshop in the back of a cave, with a man standing over him telling him to build, and a voice in Tony's head saying he didn't need Yinzen to translate. It was the squeak of the welding iron when he first picked it up, and the effort it took to convince himself to listen. The oath was in a brochure in the Funvee. It was tucked into the seat pocket amid pamphlets along the lines of, "So you want to join the army?" The problem with resisting this blatant manipulation was that there was nothing else to read. He was pretty sure he hadn't read the whole thing. Not out loud, anyway. He'd read it through several times before he spoke the last few lines to the soldier next to him, trying to make a joke to show how serious he was. He hadn't meant the joke to be an explosion, just as he said, "Universe's end." After that, he didn't have time to think until the bag was pulled off his head. And then he was just confused by everything, not least that he knew he shouldn't understand what was being said. Clearly, he shouldn't understand it. And yet, something kept telling him the words were familiar. There was someone else speaking inside his head, too. Someone cold and sneering and so dismissive. But that wasn't possible. And if it was, well, it wasn't saying anything he had already heard from Howard. So he did a mental brudzinern and got on with things. Got back to listening to voices outside his head, even when they came from the welding iron. Metal couldn't say die. But the whispering in his head said it could. Tony hadn't resolved to listen to that whispering either, but he slipped up a couple of times, mistook some of its ideas for his own. Hard not to when everything was happening in his head, the only thing that was ever clear was what he did with his hands. And drew some strange words over the crummy little device he was building that somehow turned it into a power source. Still not a weapon. But the whispers sounded smug. Sounded like Tony when he came up with a new gadget. And the only person Tony had ever listened to was Tony. So he listened to the whisper, and he built himself some armor. Later, people would whisper, "Iron Man." Later, wizards would whisper about the man who had forged a heart from iron and wizardry. Like Tony cared what people said. The real shock was when he got back to his workshop, finally, safe and comfortable. Still sane. "Hello, dummy." And dummy said, "Dice Dio," back to him. But Tony hadn't given dummy speakers. But all of his robots said hello. So Tony stared at them for a bit, said, "Well, die, guys. Let's get to work." The end.